We've called this little series, as I said, the Gospel of John, Close Encounters of the First Kind. We're not going to settle for the third kind. We want the first kind. Why that title? Well, hopefully it's catchy, but also because one of the awesome features of the Gospel of John, one of the things that John so wonderfully grants us to explore, is many encounters. You can call the Gospel of John, amongst other things, the Gospel of Encounters. Jesus just meeting all sorts of people, personal encounters, and each one is so unique, so personal, and very much worth our exploration. And we will, during these 4 weeks, explore a couple of them. So we're going to do so simply by breaking open the scripture passage and seeing whatever falls out, whatever light shines forth. So, the Gospel of John, according to the order of the scriptures that we have as we have them here, the fourth of the Gospels. John was the last of the disciples, of the apostles, to die. Some of you may know that, some of you may not. He was the last. He's the one whom we do not celebrate having died a martyr month. As you may notice, for all the other apostles, we wear red vestments because they died martyrs, and for John, we wear white. The beloved disciple, we don't really know how he died. What we do know is that, as we read in John chapter 19, that he kept Mary. And, thanks to her, he learned to keep all these things in his heart. Exactly what we read is true of Mary. We can be sure is true of John. And he and his Johannine tradition, as we call it, really sheds a final light. It gives us the final revelation. So we are to proceed here with great expectation and with a sense of awe. Before, however, looking at any of the encounters that I would like to explore with you in the Gospel of John, this evening, as you may have noticed on the photocopy, we are going to explore the prologue of the Gospel of John, the first 18 verses. Which is not easy to read. It's awesome, but it's not at all easy to read. Okay? The prologue of John, which is more than an encounter. It's an unusual passage which transcends, in a sense, and it precedes any of the stories that follow after in verses 19 of chapter 1 and then all the following chapters. The prologue of John is really a place of contemplation. Now, do not be intimidated by that. Well, then, it's not for me. It's for people who are in monasteries and convents. It's for everybody. The prologue of John is a place of contemplation. It is here that we are invited, in a very particular and very unique way, to gaze in loving faith. The prologue reveals to us the secret of God. It reveals to us the secret life of God. You want to know what's happening in God? Go to the prologue. It reveals to us the secret life of God. As I said, it is contemplative, which means what? There's a lot of definitions floating around for contemplation. What exactly is contemplation? What is contemplative? Well, something that is contemplative turns us towards God, God in himself, beyond us, and beyond our concerns about what God will do for us. Because we often turn to God thinking about what he'll do for me. God, what can you do for me? Today I'm having a bad day. Please make it a good day. And then little by little we come to realize, wow, when I love someone, I can't only be concerned with what they're going to do for me. I need to become concerned with them and love them for who they are. The same holds true for God. And the more our prayer becomes God-centered, other-centered, the more contemplative it becomes.